What is up, everyone? Back at it again with another podcast. So I found this app. It's a story reading app, and it's called Storyfire. It's amazing. I think it was invented by McJuggernux on YouTube, and can't remember the other guy's name right now, but I found a story, and right now we're going to read it. It's called Prank. Read now. Here we go. On the first day of senior year, Chris gives Melanie an unexpected gift. Northville High was one of the most prestigious schools in the country. The students were rich. They were bright. And some of them were even famous. But there wasn't anyone who was talked about more than Melanie Montross. Not because she was president of a senior class or captain of the volleyball team, or even because everyone at Northvale High considered her a friend. She was sweet. She was fun. And according to all the boys and a few girls, very, very easy on the eyes. But no, she wasn't talked about for any of those reasons. She was talked about because since the start of her sixth grade year, she'd been involved in one of the most epic prank wars the town had ever seen. And to make matters even more, I don't know what that means, any more worse or whatever, she was involved in this prank war with none other than Christopher Kane. Northvale's black sheep. So he was the black sheep. And the town's resident bad boy. Most everyone in the community went out of their way to avoid him. Some because of his surly attitude. Some because of the rumors he'd been in a biker gang. And some because his dark eyes and even darker hunt for danger. But most avoided him because he wanted to be avoided. He made no effort to make friends except with the ladies. And many consider him an enemy. But no one considered him more of an enemy than Melanie Montross. And the crazy thing was, they used to be best friends. They grew up on the same street and had been practically inseparable. But something happened in sixth grade. Something that made them hate each other. And no one, not a single soul, knew what that was. All anyone knew was that they'd been playing bad tricks on each other ever since. And now it was their senior year. The last year before their lives changed forever. The last year for anyone to finally win this prank war. So they both were planning the biggest, something big, to humiliate each other. And both would find out very, very soon. that they'd get their wish, chapter one. More soon to come. But for now, Christopher and Melanie will have to wait till the next podcast. If you like my reading, please let me know. I will be making a Instagram soon, so you can follow me on that and you can DM me. Pardon me. Hopefully the sponsored segments aren't annoying. You know, just had to make ads so that we can get revenue. That's how it works, you know, in this workaday world. But anyways, more to come from Melanie and Christopher soon. Thank you guys so much for listening. Peace. I'm out.